Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get to the show, if you want to listen ad-free, go to gzmshows.com/subscribers. That's gzmshows.com/subscribers.
Hey there, it's Remy.
And Alex.
Today is Tuesday, August 18th. It is still so good to be talking to you all again. Did I mention yesterday that I missed you?
Like, 5 times?
Well, I did. There were so many times during the last few weeks that I wanted to tell you something and I couldn't.
So she just told me instead.
Ooh, like I was going to tell you about this new podcast Gen Z Media produced called The Magic Sash.
Tell them what it's about, Remy.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. It's in honor of the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment to the Constitution.
Which did what?
Which gave women the constitutional right to vote.
And why is that important?
Because before that, only men could vote. And voting is one of the best ways to have your voice heard. If you ask me, kids should be allowed to vote too.
I'm kinda with you on that. We could fix a lot in this world.
Anyway, in The Magic Sash, these two kids go back in time and meet all these famous people, like Harriet Tubman and Susan B. Anthony and Frederick Douglass. So check it out if you're looking for a new family podcast.
Shout out time?
Shout out time! Happy 8th birthday to Avi in South Hadley, Massachusetts from his little sister Leora. Happy 10th to Genesis from your mom, and happy 14th to Carly. Shoutouts to some special people who sent in photos and videos and recordings over the break, like Nuri and Sasha, and Atticus and Masipa, and Chloe and Hannah, and Evie who wrote a storybook, and Lola who wrote a play, and Lauren who wrote a story called The Mark of a Warrior. I got a lot of pictures of pets like Maeve and Riley's cats and Natalie's gerbils. And the coolest of all, Maeve and Kaya sent me a picture of their super cute new puppy named, wait for it, Remy. That is like the biggest honor ever.
I would have gone with Alex, but it is pretty great.
I love her so much. And that's the shoutouts for today.
Well done as always.
Thank you. Okay, now yesterday you heard the big discovery Alex and I made on our first night at the lake.
The fancy tech room hidden in the not-so-fancy boat shack? It didn't make a lot of sense.
Producers, roll the recording, please. What is this place? An office?
More like a command center.
For what?
I don't know, but I guess that explains why we have Wi-Fi. I don't even know what half of these machines do.
That looks like a printer.
I know that one.
Just trying to help.
What are all these maps on the wall?
Alex, look at the logo in the corner.
Whittier Corp.
I think you need to make a call.
Really? But we're on vacation.
The podcast may be on a break, but mystery solving does not take a vacation.
Fine.
Missed me already, did you?
You called us first. Have you found Holiday?
I have not, but it ain't for lack of trying.
Okay, well, we need to ask you something.
Go ahead.
We're staying at this, quaint little cabin on a lake.
Sounds lovely. If you see a bear, freeze. Or maybe run. I can never remember which one it is.
That's not what I wanted to ask. It seems there's some kind of hidden command center in the back.
Command center?
Yeah, with surveillance equipment and all these maps on the wall with the Whittier Corp logo.
You think this is a Whittier Corp safe house or something?
I doubt it. That is not their style.
Then whose is it?
Sounds to me like it's a station for someone to monitor Whittier Corp activity.
What kind of activity?
If I were you, I'd ask your parents how they found this cabin in the first place.
And he's gone.
How's it look out there?
It looks interesting.
Did Dag talk to the person who we rented the house from?
Number's been disconnected.
What?
And I just checked. The money I sent, they never accepted it.
This seems like a good time to ask you how you found this house in the first place.
I put up a post in the Pine Hollow Facebook group asking for recommendations. Someone sent me the listing in a direct message.
Someone you know?
Friend of a friend, I think. She sent pictures.
But not pictures that looked like this.
No.
Definitely not.
So, what was her name?
Let me see. Her name is Adelaide.
Adelaide.
The only time I've ever heard that name was...
In 6 minutes.
She was Dr. Whittier's daughter, the one who looked like Holiday.
Maybe it's a coincidence, or not.
Can we look Adelaide up? Find her Facebook account?
Okay. There.
She doesn't have any pictures of herself.
Just an avatar. What is that? A groundhog?
No. I think it's a badger.
Badger? Badger. So, what did that mean? Did some version of Badger or Badger and Holiday send us to the lake?
And if they did, why?
Excellent question. One we will try to answer tomorrow. Until then, I'm Remy and this is my life, Interrupted.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual, and best of all, you can turn on captions! And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube. Hey parents and teachers, have you heard about gzmclassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.